Hey, hey, shh, shh, shh. Calm down. The show is about to start.
Reese on the radio.
Turn it up. Turn it up loud.
Turn it up loud.
It's like a dream come true.
Turn on your radio. Reese is on the radio.
Yo, let's get it.
Due to the nature of this program, discretion does not exist.
It's Reese on the radio right now on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yeah! What's going on? Happy Monday to you! Let's get this thing popping. It's Reese on the radio on WTIC News Talk 1080. Welcome back from the weekend and a short week this week. For those of you who are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's right. All the rest of you who are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay. I guess you too. Enjoy the holiday. Whatever it is you're going to call it, okay? Just whatever you're going to do. Just be with family. Be with love. And we'll see you when you get back. I don't, whatever you're doing, all right? Have at it. Let me just make an announcement for those of you who are looking. It's like, what's going on with Facebook? Sorry. I can't control it. If the servers are screwed up, the servers are screwed up. You can go to my X account. Just look up Reese on the Radio. The show's there live. And you can chat there if you want to. There's also YouTube as well. Also Twitch, I think, if you want to go there. Or you could go directly to resetradio.com and you can watch there and chat. And I'll see your comments there. I don't like it when it happens. I can't control it because I can't go live until I go live. And then when I go live and find out it's not working, I have no control of it. I'm not the IT guy at the streaming service. So it, as it goes, it's Monday. It's what happens. We had a very busy weekend this weekend, Roseanne and I. There's so many places that we went, so many people we saw. We were at the Little Manchester Road Race. As you can see, I've got my T-shirt on, which actually I like this color. I'm not really a big yellow guy, but this T-shirt is well put together. And when I say well put together, I mean colors and schemes and all that stuff. So I really like this shirt. This one, we're going to make this one a permanent member of the show. By the way, we got Salvation Army coming with some T-shirts as well because we're doing the holiday store next month. Really excited about that. Had a meeting today sort of getting some of the framework of what they're doing for the holiday store this year. I can't wait because this is really my official debut with the holiday store. And there are so many things that they want to do that I want to do and I know that you want to do. So we're going to figure that stuff out. Roland, let me ask you this. If I could get you on the mic for a second. I'm throwing this at you. You know, I didn't say anything to you about it. Roseanne and I were talking this weekend and we had an idea. Because WTIC or Odyssey overall doesn't do internships anymore. We used to. Radio stations used to do them all the time. But we don't have the budgets for it anymore, right?
Is that a question?
Yeah. We don't have budgets for
We don't have budget for anything. Budgets is gone.
But I had an idea. Roseanne and I were talking about this last night over dinner. Yeah. So we went to Wooden Tap. And we were talking about this, and I thought this would be a great idea. When I was 15, I wanted to be in radio. And every kid I've ever met in high school has thought about being on radio. They just don't know anything about it. So we were thinking we could do at least maybe twice a month, even once a month, during the school year. We could have kids who like either or in their school newspaper, or do some, you know, like those kids. What's the video news that they do? Like it was in the Spider-Man movie. Remember the two kids that do, you know, news for the school.
Yeah, the morning.
Yeah, the morning sort of the morning alert or whatever the thing is that they do. It's like a morning memo. I think it's something like that. And they talk about the events that are going to school. Those kids are looking for careers in broadcasting. So I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if the kids get an opportunity to have their friends listen to them, come in and do like after school, come in and talk about some of the news going on in their school, and they can talk about it to the entire Hartford 50,000 watt arena. And it would also encourage young people to listen to WTIC. So that, you know, they're not just listening, you know, to the bebopping, you know, slap, snapping the fingers, stomping the feet, hip hop, R&B, bang, bang, shoot 'em up, rap or die, slow music. I'm just saying. No?
I mean, it's a intriguing idea.
Okay.
You gotta get all the logistics right.
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's something that, especially if you have teachers who are teaching either journalism or media stuff in high school. A lot of these schools have them. I mean, I would imagine they are in Connecticut.
They do. I know they do something similar at right there, right in the next parking lot over.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So. Okay. And not only that, we also know that Connecticut is famous for the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
There you go.
You know, so why wouldn't the kids like sort of a, not even a trial by fire, but just an opportunity to get their feet wet, trying out the radio stuff. They can come on here and I can say, you know, Bobby, read the news of, you know, Windsor High, you know, and he can,
yeah, but what would that, so they're just gaining experience. It's not like for credit or anything.
Yeah, well, yeah, with nothing for credit. But just give them an opportunity. The beauty of it is one, their classmates can hear their school being represented by him or her, or even a team. I think it should be two kids that come in. And they sit down and they spend like the last 2 hours seeing one, what the show is like, how the show is conducted, you know, get sort of a behind the scenes thing, and then put them on the air to talk about some, hey, you know, Bobby is here from such and such school. What are some of the news items going on in school? And they can sit here and sort of broadcast themselves. And I can ask them questions about the school and about those news items, things like that. I thought it would be a great idea just for them to get the exposure. Plus, we're getting young people involved in broadcasting.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I would.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
Well, it's technically your idea. So
yeah, I know, but I'm
excited.
Just like, you're a producer.
No, I'm just thinking about when ideas pop up, first thing I do is think about, like, how is it going to get done?
Yeah.
And what steps do I need to take to make it happen.
You're automatically thinking about legal, corporate, and and logistics.
And logistics. Yeah. Most importantly, logistics.
Yeah, logistics are the most important thing. So anyway, it's an idea. I know a lot of people who are in, you know, teachers and administrators, they listen to the show. I hear from them all the time. And I thought it'd be a good opportunity. And I'll talk to some people here and see how we could get something like that. One of the things, I'll tell you why
I'm just thinking what the best thing they get out of it. What would be the best thing they would get from it? I know
for
it's
them,
experience and doing the, but is that all they would get from it?
Well, an interesting thing we could do, and I think this would be beneficial for them, is, you know, a lot of these kids want to get into journalism or get into media, and they don't have what we call in the business an EPK, which is called an electronic press kit. And this would be an opportunity for their teachers to catch them on film with the flag of WTIC, you know, and creators like, here's, you know, Bobby on WTIC, you know, reading news and stuff like that. This stuff they can use later on. College applications. A good opportunity for them to do that.
Okay, so they get a couple headshots, put together a
little
demo reel. And
exactly.
All right, they're on their way.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And it's beneficial. And let me tell you why I came up with the idea. Because, so we go to the little Manchester road race.
Yep.
And we're there. And, of course, Brian Shackman's there. And we start talking. You know, he's asking me, like, how's the show going? And, you know, what some of the things that we've got coming up and things he's working on. And he said it, and I know it's important to him as it is with me. You know, he says, you know, we got to get younger. Like, that's important to what we do here. We got to get younger.
Yeah.
And
a lot of old.
Yeah, we,
a lot
of course. Heads. And it's, again, it's nothing against our older audience. You guys brought us to the dance. We get that. But we do have to be new and innovative, because if we get those young listeners, we'll have them for 10, 20, if not 30 years. Because I know so many people talk about who call this show all the time and say, I remember driving in the car with my dad listening to WTIC, and when I got older, I listened. So now it's an opportunity to get those young kids. Sure, they might move away. Some of them will stay. But if they have a relationship with the station and their friends have a relationship with the station, and especially with me, kind of a wild, crazy, off-the-cuff sort of, you know, news talk program, they can understand it. Talk radio is not stuffy, you know, that it isn't, you know, all, you know, stiff collared and boring.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was before I actually started listening
right.
to it. And before I applied for the job,
right.
I actually took the whole month before, you know, my interview and to actually listen to the station to see
right.
what it was all about. Then. There was a lot of things that I was interested in. So I was like, okay, this is nowhere near what I thought it was.
Exactly.
It's something totally different.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying as far as the schools can represent their students and represent the station at the same time by, you know, telling everybody, hey, such and such, your schoolmate is going to be on WTIC on this day or that day. You know, listen in. The kids will be tuning in, who know those kids, will be there. And they'll listen to the program, see that, oh, man, this AM talk show stuff, that's not corny at all. They have fun over there.
Yeah, you're going to have a line of kids after.
Exactly.
Waiting to home.
I want to go, in. Too. Right, exactly. And it's that's the sort of, you know, I always say that that little, you know, nugget that you give to those kids will, because they don't, a lot of kids don't know the avenues in which to go, or they even know that these opportunities are available to them. I think that we as a radio station can sort of let, because I think it's beneficial. Here's where I think it's beneficial. It's not just beneficial to kids who don't know that this avenue is open, but it's also beneficial to us as radio people. When a lot of people think radio is dead, or AM radio or talk radio is dead, if we can reinvigorate people into this medium, it keeps it alive.
Yeah.
We have got to be able to share what we do here with the masses, as many people as we can, because if we can reintroduce it to them in a different way, imagine what, you know, people in this industry will realize. It's like, wait a minute, they found a way to reach the kids, and everybody's doing it. Right, and we don't lose a generation. We don't fade into the abyss. We you know, it's so funny because we almost had that happen. Do you remember that policy? It was some Congress effort to take AM radios out of cars.
Yeah,
remember
of
that?
Cars,
yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there was a real effort to sort of like that was going to end us. I mean, if you really think about it. That was an opportunity to take us out.
Yeah, they were saying we're not worth it. That's why.
Exactly. And that's what we need to, in every day in every way, we have to be able to reinvent the wheel, if you will, in this market. And when Brian brought that up, Roseanne and I was just sitting there talking about it. It's like, what are some of the things that we could do? And I thought this would probably be the easiest way to get that audience engaged and get those kids engaged in something they never thought possible. They're probably trying. You know what medium's dying? Print media. Dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of local
Everything
news.
Digital.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And this is the only one that's got an opportunity to thrive. It goes up and down. It ebbs and flows. But if the kids know that this is an opportunity for them, imagine what we could do. We can really, like, forge a pathway for people in Connecticut, if not other sister stations, to say, hey, you know, that's a good idea. This, and again, it benefits both. It gets those kids engaged, and it keeps us relevant, in my view.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay, good.
Some things got to start somewhere, and that can branch off to a whole Odyssey movement, too.
Exactly.
But you got to make it successful here first.
Exactly. I think I can. Yeah, I think with these kids, if they're laughing and they're engaging and they get the idea that this is not corny and it's not out of their realm. They get to sort of, you know, kind of identify with their grandparents who are listening already. That would be an interesting sort of turn for this medium. So
I actually I brought my daughter here on a Friday.
Yeah.
To just watch me, and she was very interested to the point where, well, actually, it was my daughter and my wife.
Uh-huh.
She caught on to when I was going to commercial breaks, when I would talk on the radio, mm-hmm. when I put my headphones on. Like she had it down pat to the point where my wife was talking in the background, and she's like, "Shh! When he grabs the headphones, that means he's going on air. You got to be quiet. You can't say anything."
Right.
Da, 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 da. When he puts it down, and then you see him hit the button, then you can start talking again. And I was like, "Oh, okay, she's paying attention."
So that's what I'm saying. So like once I'm telling you, I'll never forget when Caleb was 16, my son. I took him to WRKO. I took him to the studio, and I had him answering phones. I had him call screen, no. And all I did was tell the audience, "Hey, you want to talk to my son?" You know, and I gave him the telephone number. The phones lit up, and he was just talking to people. It was like, "Hey, your dad talks about you all the time." Immediately the next like 2 weeks, he was out on the street going to protests and getting news reports to come in and with his friends and actually report on the air what he saw, and stayed on the air with me for about 2 hours. It was great. It was fantastic. And it happens every time when the kids get inside the studio, they all out of nowhere, they get the itch and yeah. They're like, "I think I could do this." And that's kind of like, and I kind of feel like the same way when I took him to Yankee Stadium for the first time, like the old Yankee Stadium. The first thing he did when he went through the tunnel and he saw the field, still takes my breath away when he does it. But he walked up there and he went, "Wow!" And it was I took him to his first baseball game, first Yankee Stadium game, and he goes, "Wow, that took me. I reached Mount Everest."
Yeah, because
in that moment,
you know, he was impressed.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what I want to inspire with a younger generation. I think it's beneficial to us and to them. So anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back. More news, more views. We got to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene when we return. It's Reese on the Radio on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Fan of WTIC? Then do us a favor. Download the free Odyssey app and favorite WTIC.
Hey, now we are back. Reese on the Radio, WTIC News Talk 1080. Look, I want everybody to know, if you're listening, especially, you know, throughout the building and everywhere, I really do think that one of the biggest problems that we have nowadays is the disconnect there is with younger audiences or just younger people, even in our own lives. And I'll tell you, I hear this a lot because Roseanne and I go to AC Peterson a lot, and there are a lot of young people there. Oh, the kids that are there who go to the ice cream parlor. We've never experienced anything like that. Where Roseanne and I grew up, we never experienced that. We went to the arcade, but going to the ice cream parlor is so 1950s to me. And it's still happening, and these kids are there. They're going to get milkshakes and ice cream, and they're all there, gangs of them. Good kids, not even troublemakers. Good kids, wholesome kids, going there and doing that. And Roseanne and I are sitting there just going, "We've never experienced this. This wasn't our thing." And as older people, they are looking at us, and they say things like, "Yes, ma'am," and "Yes, sir," and, you know, when they try to get your attention, sir, can you pass that? Thank you. And I immediately feel old, or they give the impression that you can't really, you know, talk to an older person. And I get it. Respect your elders. I get that. But the communication thing sort of almost seems apprehensive at best. And the young people there, like a young lady who works there, who we love, by the way, you'll be happy to know this, Roland. The young lady who works there, her name is Layla. She's 20 years old. She's about to go off to college. She was going to go to an HBCU. She is going to LSU. Yeah, she's going to LSU because of her relationship with Roseanne and I. In a month, She was talking to us about going to HBCU, and we told her, it's like, the graduation rates are not that great. And she goes, well, I got an opportunity to go to a good school. And I'm like, which one are you going to? Were you thinking about? And she goes, I really have thought about going to LSU. And I went, oh, wow. And we were talking to her last night, and she goes, I made my decision. I'm going to go to LSU. I was like, did you apply? She goes, no, I was accepted. I went, oh, you got to go. I said, I can't wait to tell my producer when I get into work tomorrow.
That's what you should have led the show off with.
Really? Oh, well, yeah, because for
great,
you.
It's the greatest school in the country.
Yes, I know. You really love LSU. But that's what I'm talking about. It's like that influence. Like, she considers Roseanne and I like an aunt and uncle to her. Like, when we see her, she comes in, gives us a hug. When we leave, bye, love you guys. We've only known her a month. And that relationship for me is like, that's like gangbusters. I'm like, imagine the kind of impact we could have on a lot of, I mean, in this medium alone, we could have a lot of impact on kids who don't even know that this is, you know, this is an opportunity for them. So that's what I was sort of inspired by Layla, who is such a smart girl, such a nice girl. And the kids over at AC Peterson, every one of those kids always got a smile on their face. It takes me back to a day that's beyond my, you know, youth.
It's ice cream, man.
It's ice cream, yeah.
It's ice cream.
But they're so nice, and they're so helpful, and they're so positive. And it's a fun place to be, and I'm so proud of the kids that work there. So proud of them. And I don't know them, and I sing their praises. That's why we go. We're there almost, I mean, I want to say we go there at least 3 to 4 times a week. We end up there.
I was just about to ask you, how many times a week are you going?
We are.
And you're eating ice cream every time?
No. We'll go there. Like, if it's at night, yes. We'll go there and get ice cream. We'll get the apple crisp with the apple pie. Okay. If we go there at night, like, we'll eat dinner somewhere else, but we won't have dessert at that restaurant. Like, we went to Wooden Tap. We would not have dessert there because we were going to AC Peterson. So we're driving all the way from Wooden Tap to go all the way to West Hartford to go get ice cream there. And we did that last night. And so we just really love that place because of the youthfulness of it. It's fun. Like I said, the staff there is great. And every time we walk in there, you know, it's nice to sort of like be Norm from Cheers. They wave and they're like, hey. And she's and Layla is excited when we show up. She's like, hey, what's up, guys? And she runs up to it, gives us a hug. And the rest of the crowd is, you know, always pleasant. And it's just one of those things. I said, you know what? We do have an opportunity to reach kids. Not that these are a bunch of troubled kids, but we have an opportunity to reach them and sort of guide them. And I want to kind of take that opportunity.
Yeah.
When Brian brought that up, I was just like, you know, we can do that. We can't just look at it and just go, how? You know, and like spin our wheels. We really have an opportunity here.
So what's the next step?
I don't know. I got to talk to, obviously we have a meeting with Janine tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to talk. I think we're going to lead with that and talk to her and see how we can get it done. What level of participation we can get from schools that do broadcasting. And, of course, if you know a school that's got broadcasting, media, or any of that who might be interested, get in touch with us here.
I remember I did a Stop the Violence tour in Connecticut.
Really?
And I was going from school to school, and then some guy gave me an insight. They had me go, I believe it's in Rocky Hill.
Yeah.
And talk to a particular person, and they had to drop for all the schools. So I gave him the info, and he dropped it from his location, and it spread out to all the schools.
Yeah.
So that's an option.
We can ask Brian if he wants to be a part of it, because that would be great for him too. You know, early morning before the kids go to school. That'd be cool. I mean, like I said, we can make it a whole station thing. Tag teaming. Yeah, it'd be great. Anyway, let me get to the phones real quick. Tom and Thomaston, what's up, buddy?
Oh, hey, Reese. I thought maybe you'd take me after you talked about Green. Can I make a comment on her? You want to wait till after you do your stuff?
Yeah, after I do my thing on the Marjorie Taylor Green thing. Give me a holler back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks, man. And Steven's in Waterbury. How are you, Steve?
Oh, hey, good. I did a Stop of Violence thing, and I got mugged.
Stevie V's a mess. What's up, man?
Well, hey, listen, I worked with a lot of kids over the years, and I'd ask them things like what they want to do for career. You know what the number one thing was, actually?
Oh, please tell me.
It was forensics crime because of all the TV shows and stuff.
Really?
Influenced by that. A lot of them wanted to go into the military. A lot of different degrees and stuff. A few things there. It was funny because I know a lot of kids are conservative in the area that I was in.
Yeah.
It's interesting that, you know, like when I was just having this conversation with an old neighbor who's down south now, but, you know, when people moved away even like a few miles, we kind of lost touch. Now these kids are all in touch from town to town with cell phones and everything else. But, you know, if you look at kids that want to go into journalism,
mm-hmm.
if you look at, you know, like young conservatives, you may want to try touching base. There's a group in Connecticut, I guess they're like young Republicans or whatever.
Yeah.
That might be a place to try reaching out to for your audience base and maybe get some input from what they're thinking at their age. And I guess the group is basically anywhere from like 18 to 40.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be good demographics for it. There's one interesting thing that kind of blew my mind. It was a great kid. You first told me about Facebook and MySpace at that time. I didn't even know what they were, whatever. So you got happy to be on it, right? I was just going back years ago, right? So I just happened to bring up something. I heard something on NPR and how they were giving public radio and talking about like a giveaway a mug or something.
Right.
I said, yeah, how would you like that? He said, oh, I'd love to have that, man. So I guess it wasn't exactly towards the right very far, but.
I think, but like, anyway. I really do believe. In my heart of hearts, I really do believe that this medium, when kids walk in, it's sort of like this. It's like walking into a space you've never seen before or you've only seen on television. And when kids walk in and they see the microphones and they see the production booth, they see the boards, they immediately, like the interest is immediate. It is so, it's either intimidating or enticing. Right? Because I've seen these kids walk in and be like, I'm in a real, like, radio studio. Like, this is what goes on in here. And then they get the bug, and it's easy. Like I said with Caleb, my son, he got the bug. He had never done it before. And as soon as he sat down, even in the production booth where Roland is, to sit by the phones and screen phone calls of the people. Like, of course, every kid has heard a radio station where they take in call-ins. But for him to be in charge of those calls coming in, that was sort of like, I was like, hey, do you want to be call screener today? He was like, in a minute. I mean, he jumped at it. And
awesome.
All I did was say, hey, you want to talk to Caleb? Call up now. And the phone lines didn't stop for hours just to talk to him.
Cool.
And I think that's sort of like where I want to kind of go with this because I know that once they get the opportunity, they will never let go of it.
Hey, two more things.
Yeah.
Really quick. You know, I was saying, well, first of all, do you talk to Kid Fresh at all?
I see him all the time. Walks right past me.
Awesome. He's a great guy. And, I don't know him really well, but we used to travel in the same circle there.
Oh, okay.
Have some refreshments together from time to time. he's a good guy. Anyways, you know, one of the things I think that they should do in school is talk about, like, different careers and say, hey, this is a plumber, and this is somebody who owns a plumber thing, and they, guess what? They live next door to this doctor. They live next to the lawyer or whatever. And if they know, because when you're young, you don't have a great concept of money. That's why kids don't shut off the lights. They do all kinds of different things. I want.
Yep.
But, you know, once they come to the realization that, you know, as I think you mentioned before, they get a paycheck and all of a sudden, you know, it's getting taken out for taxes, et cetera, it's like, where's my money going? And they start buying their own stuff. But, I mean, you know, so many young kids, especially people that might be in, you know, like neighborhoods that are, you know, from a family that's not so well off or whatever, you know, if they could see the incentive and why it's good to learn and why to go into a certain area, whether it's a trade or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I think it'd be very beneficial. And I did tell you I want to talk about an idea for education with you sometime if we ever.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, you know what? We got it. I know how to get in touch with you. You and I will sit down and talk about that because I want to do something really, really big really, really soon. It's going to have to be after the holiday. But, I mean, when I say I want to hit January, like on the ground running, and I have like nine different stories that I'm working on now to start after the holiday.
Okay, I got this week off. I got 2 days off after Christmas I'm taking.
Okay.
And a few more days. But listen, if you put up the spotlight, make sure it's not the bad signal. We're always getting confused with that.
Not a problem, buddy. Thank you, man.
Okay, buddy.
You got it. So, yeah, I think I really do think that this will work. I really do. I've got some ideas. Anyway, if you can't find us on Facebook today, my apologies. Just go to ReeseOnTheRadio.com. The show is broadcasting there. Or you could go to my X account at Reese on the Radio. Just look up Reese on the Radio. You'll find it there. All right, we'll be back. Stand by. More news, more views. It's Reese on the Radio.
It's Reese on the Radio on News Talk 1080 WTIC.
All right, when we come back, we will talk about, of course, headlines. Stupidest thing I've read today. There, of course, been some breaking news in the beginning of the show about James Comey, Letitia James, and, of course, over the weekend, the big news about Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll get into all of that. Plus, we've got news elsewhere. We've got to talk about Chris Murphy, what he said a month ago about his job here in Connecticut and Dick Blumenthal. You may not have heard about this, but I'm going to play that audio. I promised last weekend I was going to play it, but I forgot to. So I'm going to play it today because many of us have been asking the questions. Why is Chris Murphy touring the country? Well, it turns out he was on a little-known podcast and gave an answer to that, and we have it. So we'll play that for you as well, which will, I think, in my view, will solidify exactly what's wrong with this guy. I did, by the way, I talked to someone in news, and they said something very interesting about Chris Murphy. And I don't like rumors. I like going to the source. So like when someone gives me a rumor about a person, I go right to their face and I go, hey, I heard that you're kind of a jerk. I will do that. So anyway, so the person I was talking to is very credible. And a nice enough guy, wouldn't have lied about anything in this regard. And it turns out that Chris Murphy is not really liked by a lot of people. And I thought people who were saying that online on my Facebook page and on X, I thought they were just kidding. But their view, according to this news guy, is that he is incredibly angry. And according to this individual, said that it really played in his personal life, that the anger and the vitriol from Chris Murphy may have played a role in his personal life. And I was just asking for examples. I couldn't help but dig as the person was talking about it. I didn't want to give the impression like I was kind of get information, but I was like, I mean, do you mean like in his family? And it was like, oh, yeah. And it was just, damn, I was like, really? So, I mean, according to this person, or at least the way that they're suggesting, in a way that other people are suggesting, that the relationship went left because Chris Murphy became increasingly, not unhinged, but unreasonable and just angry all the time. And they say that his personality is that of a very angry person. And I see it. I listen to the way that he talks and he communicates. He is like a dog with a bone when it comes to Donald Trump. But it's fantasy on his part. What I mean by that is I think that he believes that Donald Trump is his arch enemy. And Donald Trump is not aware. He didn't get the memo. Like, there's no invite that Chris Murphy is. And maybe that's a part of his anger management. You know how they give you what? They used to give you the squishy toy, you know, that you had to squish in your hand when you were upset or your stress ball, you know? You had to squeeze that. They probably put, like, Donald Trump's face on it. I think Donald Trump is Chris Murphy's squishy toy. Sorry, it just sounded funny when I said it. And that's how he's getting out of all of his anger. He's directing at Donald Trump. Rah, 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 rah. I think that's how he copes with his like internal anger. He just focuses all of it on Trump. And every day it's a new Trump indictment and accusation. And he wakes up in the morning, he's in a bad mood. And he's all grumpy. Rah, 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 rah. Chris, what's wrong? Rah, rah, Trump. Hey, Chris, are you doing a press conference today? Yeah, Trump is always talking about democracy. I don't know. Maybe that's just what it is. I couldn't tell you. But yeah, so this person telling me he's just got a lot of anger. Maybe, I don't know. I told you guys, when he said that nonsense about, you know, picking a blank inside and Donald Trump is at the center of a child sex ring, I told you, these are the actions. You guys, mark my words. Guys, keep thinking I'm playing here. That day's going to come. When the rubber room is going to have that guy's name on it, people are going to be pulled. It's like, hey, man, you want to, come on, let's have a talk. He does. He just needs a sponsor. I think he does. I think he needs help. Maybe not therapy. I just think he needs a friend. Jim Himes, what are you doing? Are you talking to him? You giving him a holler? Is anybody picking up the phone? Please, whatever you do, Larson, do not call Chris Murphy. All we need is you yelling, too. Chris Murphy, you need to calm down. I don't want you doing that. You'll only rile him up, John. You'll only rile him up, okay? Just maybe not John Larson. No Delora either. Loud colors may trigger him. We need calm. Maybe Blumenthal's the guy. Maybe he is. Maybe Blumenthal will just go, All right, Chris, calm down. Let's have
something along those lines. We'll play it for you. Stand by. Let's get to some top of the hour news.
John Silva, save me so I can get up out of here. We'll be back. More news, more views. It's Reese on the Radio on WTIC News Talk 1080.